Today, shawarma is 3,500 naira for that. 3-5 shawarma. No, 3-5. While I was in Kano schooling, I bought shawarma was 250 naira. And it's honestly speaking, it's not anyhow shawarma. It's very nice shawarma, like very, very juicy, very spicy. It has this ginger garlic flavor. And there's what's it called? Hot dog, like sausage. A full sausage. Listen, I think if her own remember, she tell you this, but 250 naira for the complete combo.
And a man had a 100 naira change, and he was like, "Oh, let me have sweet or something." And the lady in the kiosk reaches out for one little piece of chocolate and gives it to him. And in my head, I'm like, that's it? Anyway, so technically the value is the same. Since with 50 naira, you could get a drink and a biscuit a few years ago.
Yes.
And now with 500 naira or with 1,000 naira is how much you get the same amount of provision. So yes. Same value, nothing same value. Has
so
changed.
Sometimes we don't, and the way it gradually changes, transitioning into these higher value, you don't notice the inflation keeps coming year after year, it keeps increasing. You don't know that. We are very accepting. Like, for instance, last year, when things began to double in prices, it was crazy, it was ridiculous. And they are still doubling, they are still increasing. And somehow we just keep accepting it. The fuel thing, I didn't think we would accept it as this much because it felt ridiculous when the fuel thing.
We've just been adapting.
Just adapting.
Adapting again and again and again.
We used to be able to get pure water for a bag for 50 bucks.
Yes.
No, not 2 years ago. So there was a time when we used to get 50 bucks a bag.
Yeah, that's true.
That was 50 years.
Yeah.
Now it's 200.
600.
Another sad thing is how inflation has reduced the quality of our enjoyment. Because in the past, you could get fan ice for 15 naira. That's a treat. You could get ice cream with it, right?
Yes, you could get ice cream with it, 15 naira.
But now you
for a long time, that was a standard. You have 15 naira, you could get ice cream. I remember 3 days ago when I went to buy fruits. And I bought... that was this one mango was 500 naira.
I'd
not had mango. That was 500.
Oh,
and no. I was thinking, well, because by chance we had access to it close to the farm. So they sold it for us in the market nearby. And you could get multiple for that one. I think that is the big, those big ones that were 15 naira. That means you buy less.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking about the compounding effect of... The funny thing is that when I was buying the orange, I was thinking about the nutritional value of the orange and told the mango. And then I thought, so if we're getting that much nutrition before, that is way less now. Way less now because we're buying at a higher... And it's not as if the size changed. This is fruit. This size has been consistent. I mean, you know the sizes of these fruits now. They don't have, it's not like products where they can increase or decrease the size because of factors of production, the production materials. But this is mango. The bigger version and the smaller version have been the same size as long as you can remember, but the prices have been are different now. So I was just thinking about the nutritional value of what you get. Maybe then, as a kid, now you can get five. And you take them all in one sitting. And now, maybe this is just one.
It's so interesting that you speak of nutritional value in relation to our purchasing power. Because our purchasing power has decreased, which means the amount of food that we can put into our bodies might decrease in relation as well.
Yes.
So... our quality of life might be decreasing.
Decreasing, actually.
Oh my God.
We're just not noticing that. I think we're adapting at a rate where we're not noticing this. physically though, it might actually be an overall nutritional decline, which would be the standards that was normal a few years ago. Because of our purchasing power, it's significantly less.
Which is why even food insecurity is at an all-time high now. Yes. And you'd think that people are adjusting, which might mean that people are earning more, but they're not.
They're not.
People have been having the same income for the past 3-5 years, and the value just keeps reducing. And what to do, so honestly? Oh my God, this conversation is so depressing.
It's so depressing.
During this Salah celebration, you know, some usually kids do walk around to pay visits so that they can get what we do call barakah salah, some in the form of gifts. So I had just like 20, just I think 5 years old child, just 5 years old boy. So I gave him the 20 naira and he declined. He told me he wouldn't accept 20 naira. So I was like, why? Is it, he doesn't want this one. So when I reached down to my pocket and I brought out 200, 500, then he showed me the 200 naira notes that this is what he wants. So you could imagine before the 20 naira note, honestly speaking, the 20 naira note was my break my break money while I was in secondary school. I get 20 naira for the whole from 7 a.m. till around after 2. That's what I would sustain myself with. 20 naira. So I'll just get probably awara or something. Yogurt was 10 naira then. And you could even do a collabo with a classmate. Say so I bring 5 naira, 5 naira, then you buy, then the man uses his scissors to cut the between and you take half without you actually breaking the bank. But these days you barely survive on 5,000 naira ED. You can't go to a shop and give 20 naira and get a biscuit, as small as a biscuit. Usually 15 naira, 70, 100 above. So you can't get a 20 naira biscuit. The least you can get is once you give 15 naira, they give you 2 chewing gum fresh, or center fresh or something like that. Just 2 of that. Yes, 2 of that and center fresh. What it usually was around 10 naira each. You give 15 naira, you get 5. Now you give 15 naira, you get 2. So it's so sad. Maggi. Oh, yeah. 5 of Maggi cubes was 5 naira.
5 naira.
Five of it was 5 naira. I received lashes from my mom for collecting 4 Maggi from a lady that wants to make more profit. Return it. It's 5 for 5 naira. But unfortunately, a pack of Maggi now is 1,700 naira for 100 pieces. My garden that I schooled, he has a scooter that we call Vespa. Vespa, that this Pakistani kind of machine. He told me he bought that bike for 25 naira.
When
25 naira. That was how he bought that bike. But today, I think a Vespa is around 3 million naira, 2.5, 1.0 for that same amount.
When
you can imagine.
And I fear that very soon, our currency, lower denomination currency, would move to museums, just like the coins and the cowries are in displayed museums. And that's scary because I remember, like, I'm so young and I remember when they had value.
Yeah, values.